Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Loke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. May moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. May moves to third. Horton moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Loke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loke hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Horton reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. SQ hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-0. Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 1 in the game. Look strikes out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to third. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Tovar scores. Reese moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo bunts towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-2 in the game. Look strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt pinch hits for Rick Renick. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ron Clark now playing shortstop. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Joe Askew. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. John Rosporo pinch hits for Dave Boswell. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball four. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 0-for-0 in the game. Romo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.